Welcome to the Green Room, where we help athletes be green and build green each and every day. Let's go.
Hey, thank you to another episode of the Green Room. I am Adam alongside Leon. The episode and show designed to help you be green and build more green each and every day. Today, Leon, we're digging into a kind of important topic. Yeah. Man, if you ask any young person, tell me about your leadership. Mm-hmm. Describe it to you. 90% of the time, and this is not just us stating out the numbers, like, no, this is real.
Yeah, for sure.
90% of the time, here's how they describe their leadership. You ready?
Yeah, what's that?
I lead by example, coach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard it.
I lead by example, coach.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me about your leadership. Why I'm someone who leads by example. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. It's just like they say lead by example in a variety of different ways, but it's always I lead by example.
Yeah, I'm so broad. Yeah.
So broad. And I'll be honest with you. You know, one of my mentors says this. He says, if you simply lead by example, and that's it, then you're probably not a very good leader. And I think that shocks people when they hear that. Almost like, really? Like, don't you want to lead by example? And it's not that you can't have a good example. And yeah, of course you need to lead with your example. But I don't think that captures fully all that it entails.
Yeah.
And I think when people say it, it's like, this is what I do. And I kind of stop there. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Mm. And where does your mind go when you start thinking about, you know, young people say, I lead by example?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind is they say that because they don't have the language to explain, you know, how they truly lead or need to lead or in any way. I think it's like it's almost as if it's like buzzwords, you know, buzzword, lead by example, but it's like a buzz sentence. You know, everyone says it, you know. It's like, man, I just lead by example and keep it moving, keep it going. You know?
It's an interesting point. So maybe a lot of young people say because they actually don't know enough about leadership to describe it any other way.
Yeah.
That could be a thing.
Yeah. I firmly
so maybe that. That's just like the comfort, like, yeah, I lead by example.
That's it. Yeah.
But let's unpack this because I think as it's so commonly said, and maybe it's said repeatedly because that is a buzzword and it's just kind of what everyone says. Mm-hmm. I think the trap then is that well, that's just how everyone then lives. That's how they're living into their leadership. I'm just going to lead by example. That's what I do because that's what I'm most accustomed to hearing.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you need to listen now to this episode all the way through because we're going to unpack that.
For sure.
We're going to flip it upside down because here's the reality about leading by example. If you lead by example, all that is the ticket into the park.
Yeah, it's the bare minimum.
It's the bare minimum. It's the prerequisite to get into the program. Right? You think about a prerequisite, like what's required to get in.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, well, like doesn't get you the degree, it just gets you into the school.
Right. So what you're saying is there's more after that. Right?
There has to be.
Okay.
Right? Good. Like, so if leading by example is your ticket into the party, well, what are you going to do when you're in there?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Because that's all it is. And the reason I say it's your ticket into the party is because without the example, you don't get to play in the leadership game.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't get to attend the party. Mm-hmm. You don't have any credibility. Mm-hmm. So your example has to be there, and it has to look good and be at a high standard if you even want the credibility to enter into the world of leadership. Yeah. So that's why I say time and time again, your example is the ticket into the party. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get you anything once you're in there.
Yeah, what you gonna dance to? What are you gonna eat?
Oh, you don't get to eat. You don't get to eat at the buffet line. You don't have that ticket.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Oh, because sorry, your ticket only got you in the door. You got to do more to get the food.
Yeah.
You got to do more to get a drink.
Yeah, for
you got to do more, right? And I'm talking like a soda, right?
Yeah, for sure,
you
know, right. Yeah, definitely.
You got to do more to like get the dance floor. Oh, the photo booth?
Yeah.
The photo booth at the party? Mm-hmm. Oh, requires more.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't get to experience all that goodness, all that richness of what leadership can produce. Yeah. If you simply just lead by example. So that's the first thing. Leading by example is your ticket in.
Yeah, that's good.
It is the foundation. It is the starting point. Mm-hmm. So the reason it's problematic to say I just lead by example is you're basically saying I'm just going to stop at the starting point.
Right. That's good. I mean, at the same time, it's good that you're able to say, you know, I do lead by example, but understanding that, like you said, it's just it's the bare minimum.
Rule
it's
one the, of the green team.
Okay.
In order to build green team, you must first be green.
Yeah, come on.
So, yes, in order to even build this, you must first be green.
Yeah.
Which means you're going to have to set the right example.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's six rules after that.
Yeah, come on.
Right, there's more building after that. So the first one speaks to your example because leadership's not about you, but it does start with you.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. So let's show it with a great example. But if you say I just lead by example, you're almost essentially saying you kind of stop there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, what about all this other stuff?
Yeah.
Like, but hold on, before we get to that other stuff, let's go deeper here. If I say I lead by example, let's unpack that.
Okay.
So what does that mean? Mm-hmm. So does that mean that you are so influential, follow me on this,
mm-hmm.
that all you have to do is show up?
Ooh,
and everyone around you is just watching you at such a level, admiring you, wanting to emulate you at such a level that you don't even need to say anything, do anything extra. You just got to show up and everyone's just going to follow your example.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost what you're saying when you say I lead by example. You're almost just saying all I have to do is show up.
Wow.
I do what I do and everyone follows.
Wow. You're about to make me take that out of my whole, just, I'll never say, I'll lead by example every day. That's so good.
But that's what it, that's
but
what it,
they're yeah, 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 yeah. It's saying, it's almost like a get out of jail for free type of thing. Like, all I got to do is just show up. That's it. Boom. It's a wrap. Like nothing.
Like I'm sitting there just like, what's Leon doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that's how he ties his shoes. Oh, mm-hmm. I'll do it that way.
Yeah. And it's almost as if you're creating like an expectation. You are expecting people to just watch you, every move that you make. Like you just said, like, okay, what is Leon doing? He's tying his shoe, he's putting his hat on his head. Like you're expecting people to do that.
I will actually go on record to say, I bet there's like five pro athletes
mm-hmm.
that could get away with this.
Yeah. who do you think?
Like I'm just saying like LeBron.
Right.
Like if yeah. I was on the team with LeBron, yeah. he wouldn't have to say a single word to yeah. me. I would just watch what he's doing.
At this point, right.
At this point in his career, he wouldn't have to say a single word. Yeah. I would just be like, yeah. oh, that's what he does in his work? Oh, okay. And I'm like emulating everything he's
yeah.
done. He does.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, I'm in a quarterback room.
Yeah.
Tom Brady doesn't have to say a word to me.
Yeah.
He's at such a level that I would just watch, like, how does he take notes?
Yeah,
how does sure. he sit in a seat? I'm going to tell you, your peers, no offense,
yeah.
aren't looking at you that way.
Yeah, for sure.
They're not looking at me that way. They're not even looking at you that way.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
we may be good, but we don't got it like that.
Like that, yeah, yeah, for
you
sure.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's a rare, small percentage of just, like, elite that literally could get away with that. Now, the irony of that is they don't settle at that, even though they probably could.
Even though, right. Yeah.
Even though they could probably just yeah. walk into a room and everyone just would, like, follow what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wear what they're wearing, talk yep. the way they're talking, things like that.
Yeah.
They still do more, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, in our world, mm-hmm. the everyday world, with mm-hmm. everyday people like us,
mm-hmm.
like the athletes, you can't get away with it.
Yeah, for sure. There's more.
Not to mention, okay, so you lead by example. What if they're not watching?
Yeah. That's a good take, right?
Like literally, yeah. you lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't even see it.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye leadership.
Yeah.
You have
yeah.
no impact on me. I wasn't watching, sorry.
Right. Oh, that's good.
Like
that's good.
Okay, I lead by example. We're like, you're over here working out under this hoop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over there working on that hoop.
Yeah.
I don't even see your example, right? I'm working out with the skill position, folks. Mm-hmm. You're over there with the linemen.
Yeah.
I'm not even watching you.
Yeah.
Right? Offense goes in this room. Defense goes in this room.
Yeah.
I'm not even, you know what I'm, but when we sit in the team room, you sit behind me. I can't mm-hmm. even see your example.
Yeah. You're hanging your hat on something like an expectation that's not even real because there's oftentimes, you know, we don't see the leadership. We may not see it, you know, and you want to be as a leader, you want to be able to cover all grounds. What if they don't see it? What am I going to do after that? What else do I have on my
yeah.
tool belt? It can't just be just being the example.
Right? If we work out 3 days a week
mm-hmm.
and you're doing extra stuff in between,
mm-hmm. you don't see it, right?
I don't even see it.
Yeah.
And you're over here like, well, I just lead by example. Like, bro, like I'm only with you for an hour Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Like, mm-hmm. what else are you doing?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I know you do stuff on Tuesday. And
you don't see it, right?
I don't even see it. Thursday, why don't you bring me in? Why don't you invite me? Why don't you start gathering? Why don't you start sharing your practices? Why don't you start communicating
yeah.
to others what you do on your off time to help?
Right.
Like, that's more than the example. That's communication.
Yeah.
Build relationships and invite me out. Let's
yeah.
go. Like, that's
yeah.
more than the example.
Yeah.
So when you say I lead by example, that's just the starting point. And you're almost saying I'm not open or willing to do anything extra. And
that's
wrong.
Good.
Right? Secondly, you're assuming everyone is just wanting to follow your mentor lead, mm-hmm. right? That you're so inspirational, so got it like that, uh-huh. that everyone's just watching, following every step, and all you got to do is demonstrate the example, and we all just follow. Come on now. Three, right? We assume everyone's watching. They aren't. Mm-hmm. And there's so many moments where they're not even around to see your example, so you better be giving more than just your example. Here's the other one. Here's the other one. If I lead by example, okay, people have to realize this. People don't look to other people's examples to gain inspiration. Mm. They actually look at other people's examples to see what they can get away with.
Mm. Hold up. Break that down. I think I know what you're saying. Break that down. Break that down.
When we say we lead by example, we are assuming they are going to watch our example to push themselves out of their comfort zone mm-hmm. and get uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
No. The actual reality is they're most often looking at your example
mm-hmm.
to see what I can get away with.
Yeah.
You see, when you come in at 5 o'clock to work out in the morning,
mm-hmm.
2 hours before everyone else, I'm going to see that, and I'm going to be like, good for you, bro. I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping, bro. Like, I can't be getting up at 5 in the morning. Good for you.
Yeah,
I see it.
I'm not a morning person.
I'm not a morning person. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I'm probably not going to join you.
Mm-hmm.
But when our practice starts at 7 and occasionally you show up at 7:10,
mm-hmm.
that's the example I'm going to follow.
Mm. Okay.
I'm going to follow people's examples in many cases to see what I can get away with.
Based on my comfort.
Yeah, because like I'm not going to follow your example to like naturally just want to then push myself out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
I need you to actually help me pull it out of my comfort zone.
Give me an example. Oh, that's so good.
But if I see you, like if I see you slack on an exercise,
mm-hmm. yeah,
I'll be like, okay, I can get away with that too.
Yeah. So they're looking for what.
So all of a sudden, mm-hmm. I am following that example.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you do your exercise all the way through? Like, because we don't really need to. Why not? Well, I saw Leon not do it.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to follow his example? Yeah. Well, he comes in at 5 sometimes. But that's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll never forget. I was doing a team session, and we had a transfer come into this team session. And he was a little bit of a high profile transfer.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make sure he knew kind of what we were about here. He was that type of person based on his kind of just platform and his offers at the next level. Like he had presence.
Yeah, for sure.
He had presence.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd been building the green team momentum. So mm-hmm. I was like, man, I got to make sure this guy knows, like, I don't know what type of edge he has. I don't know what type of personality he has, but like he needs to add value. Not. I'll never forget. And I'm doing a session. He was over here to my left. And for the most part, he was locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Locked in. Until, true story, one of our other star players kind of back over there in the way a little bit,
mm-hmm.
picked up his phone and started going on it during the session.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about 5 minutes after, and I caught that, and it was about 5 minutes after that I saw this guy pick up his phone, start going after.
Mm-hmm.
In my head, I was thinking, man, that's crazy. How did this guy, day one,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't know me.
Mm-hmm.
He don't know what this is all about. He's trying to be on his best behavior. Day one, new in the program. How would he feel okay going on his phone in that session on day one?
Yeah, right.
Because he followed our boy's example.
Yeah.
He said, well, he can get away with it.
Yeah.
I guess I can too.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to live up to the standard. I guess I don't have to either.
Yeah.
Right. He didn't have to go above and beyond. I guess I don't have to either. More often than not, when you study human behavior, when they're watching other people's examples,
mm-hmm.
they're actually looking for moments where they slip to justify them slipping themselves.
That's good.
Actually what they're looking at. They're not actually looking at the tough parts.
Yo, I knew you were going to do this. I knew you were going to peel back the layer on this thing and make it make sense. That's so powerful. They're actually looking for the bad example to follow.
To justify their bad behavior, right?
Oh,
so that is the irony of I lead by example.
Yeah.
So then it says, okay, and here's the other thing about leading by example. If you're going to lead by example, are you even actually setting a great example?
A good example, right. That's what I was thinking the whole time. Like, what if you're leading by bad example?
Anecdotally, maybe it was just experience, but there's a classic, it's called the 8% drop-off.
Yeah.
8% drop-off. It simply says, wherever the leader is, the highest performing leader, naturally there's going to be roughly about an 8% drop off to the next tier. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, you got those really special folks.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get everyone at that level because they're just elite. They're really special. Not just talent-wise. I'm talking about how they show up.
Yeah.
8% drop off. Okay? So if you operate at a 93%, that's just kind of how you show up. That's how you navigate life. You're a high performer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the 8% drop-off says everyone else around you will probably operate around 85, 8% less. Because
mm-hmm.
they're just not as good as you. They're not as engaged as you, not as committed to you. Mm-hmm. So one of the challenges leading by example is, well, we've got to then make sure we're leading at a greater example than ever before.
Right.
Because if you want A players around you and their 8% drop-off is real, then you better be 98 and above.
Yeah, that sets the tone, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Because you better be 98, 99, mm-hmm. or 100, mm-hmm. because if that 8% drops off and you're 99, you're okay, because it's still 91 for everyone else.
Right.
But what happens is a lot of people say, I lead by example, but they're leading at like 87.
80, yeah.
Okay, and then they wonder, 8% drop-off, that means everyone else pretty much around 79, right?
Yep.
And then you wonder why you're around a bunch of C players.
Yeah. Good.
Because your example's not even that great in the first place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah. And you're not doing more. Yeah, and it's a problem.
Yeah, it's levels. It's more. It's more.
Man, what are you thinking so as you're good. Hearing all this?
Man, like, I'm taking it all in, man. Just
because there's players right now hearing this being like, bro, I thought leading by example was a good thing. And it's not a bad thing. But there's layers to this and levels to it.
Yeah. And it just takes me back to, you know, just going in the party and understanding that that was just the ticket in. But there's so much more to it. You know, there's so much more to add to it. You know, you really gave me some light on that one. You gave me something to think about on that, because there are a lot of players in, you know, who think that leading by example is just enough. You know, it's just enough, but sometimes you're doing just enough to get by, and that leaves you in the gray. That leaves you in the gray. So what are you doing?
And if there's an 8% drop off from everyone else,
yeah, where are we at from there? We're deep diving into the red, right? At that point, right?
So when we say lead by example, if that's the starting point,
yeah.
Then what is more?
Yeah.
Like, what's more? Well, like, I'm gonna go out of my way and build a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I am gonna go out of my way and challenge people when I see them slip. I'm gonna go out of my way to kind of read the room and kind of get the room locked in when I feel like we're clowning too much.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? I'm gonna personally try to drive someone and bring out a competitiveness within them because I feel like they're getting a little complacent.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm gonna mentor people below me in my position because I'm the starter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's more.
Yeah, that's more.
That's
yeah,
more.
Yeah.
And when you say you lead by example, you're almost like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Not going to do that. Man, I'm gonna create the text chat. I'm going to be active in the text chat. Yeah. I'm going to engage my team members, right? Yeah. I'm going to invite them out of places. I'm going to bring them into, you know, my off-season workout.
Yeah.
I'm going to let them work out and train with me on Tuesday and Thursday. Yeah. I'm going to challenge all my teammates to put up extra shots after practice.
Yeah.
No, I'm not just going to go by the most. Here's a great example. Lean by example is, here's just the most simplest way. Practice ends, lead by example, I'm going to put 30 extra minutes in the gym, put up shots.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to do my thing, lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Leader who wants to go beyond that is, I'm going to do that, but I'm also going to make a point to like try to get 3 or 4 of my other teammates with me.
Wow, that's good.
And then while I'm there, I'm actually going to like challenge them in those 30 minutes to not just have it be something we're going to go through the motions, but actually like we're going to take that 30 minutes to practice at game rep speed.
Yeah, that's good.
Right? We're going to hit our spots. We're going to be sweating a little bit. Like, we're going to get after it. Maybe we're going to add a little competition. In these 30 minutes, like, we're going to lead it up.
Yeah.
We're going to lead that 30 minutes to be richer. So like, lean by example, I put up shots. Done.
That's it.
Done. Yeah. Okay, and you're hoping everyone just watches.
Right, yeah. You're hoping, yeah.
Hoping everyone just watches, sees in, goes, I'll do it. If he's doing it, I have to do it.
Right.
Doesn't always work that way.
Yeah.
And you don't want to leave it to chance if you want to win.
Right, yeah.
Don't leave it to chance that they're going to follow your example.
Yeah.
Okay?
Come on. Yeah. I think athletes really have to, like, question themselves. If I'm leading by example, well, how many examples do I have? You know, how many examples can I lead by? You know, when you think of it as an athlete, like different athletes, they have different characteristic traits. You know, there's practical people, there's action people, there's social people, there's emotional people. Those are all the examples that you can lead by. For example, if you're a practical person and I'm a leader on a squad and I think I want to just lead by example, but I need more examples, I'm going to lead you in a practical way. I'm going to say, hey, Adam, here's what we need to work on today. We need to work on footwork. That's the practicality, step-by-step instructions, right? I would reach you that way. Maybe there's another guy on the team or another girl on the team. I'm leading her up. She's an action person. That's me. I'm an action person. So she gets excited when I'm like, yo, let's wake up early in the morning, take action and practice. You know, let me reach that person. Let me be a different example for that person. Social person, the one that likes to talk a lot, right?
That's me.
Be that talkative person. Lean in. Let's have some conversations outside of our sport. Let's connect in that way. The emotional person, they lead by their feelings.
Yeah.
You want to meet that emotional person with some emotion. Yo, how are you feeling today? You know, this is how I can be an example for you. You know, I've been feeling about this and I've been feeling this way about that. You can touch them in that way. You know, these are different examples that you can lead by.
That's a great call out. Like, okay, if you're going to lead by example, can you give me a communication example?
Yeah. Right.
If you're going to lead by example, can you give me a relationship example?
Yeah.
If you're going to lead by example, could you kind of coach me on like and teach me your accountability example?
Yeah, that part. Yeah.
Like, give me all the examples. Mm-hmm, yeah. And then if you do that, you're naturally going to be doing more.
Yeah. Right?
But I just think we have to be really careful. Language matters. Yeah, words
for sure.
matter.
For sure.
And if you say I lead by example, don't just say it because you'll end up living it. You'll end up kind of being in, like you'll end up just kind of feeling like that's enough.
Yeah, for sure.
And leading by example, as we've alluded to, is just not enough. It is your ticket into the party. But what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Because you don't get to go to the photo booth. You don't get to go to the dance floor. You don't get to make the arts and crafts at the party. You don't, whatever the party is, right? You don't get to do any of that goodness unless you do more. And your leadership's the same way.
Yeah, I love it.
The credibility is established by your example. And you've got to get that right. Rule one of the green team, in order to build green, you must first be green. So you better set the example. And then what? Then what are you going to do? How much more are you going to give? Do not leave it to chance and hope that they are just watching your example, following your example, mirroring everything you're doing, because the reality is they most likely aren't. You got to do more and allow this to kind of shift your entire mindset around the theme of leadership and leading by example. Not a bad thing, but we want to encourage you to do more. So listen. As always on The Green Room, our hope, our goal is to help you be more green and build more green each and every day. I am Adam, he is Leon, and on behalf of the entire Lead 'Em Up team, until next time, we appreciate you tuning in to The Green Room.
Helping athletes be green and build green each and every day.